Well, Sego, and thank you all for being here, for coming, for supporting Six Nations people, Haudenosaunee people, Mohawk people, and Indigenous people. And I'm really excited about the time that we're in. I mean, 3 years ago, when the coalition started, we started focusing on all kinds of educational activities and stuff, and we did a few actions, but not so many. But now it seems like there's so much stuff happening around around Turtle Island, and it's really gratifying to see that people are standing up, and they're not looking to necessarily the band council leadership or the band councils that are, you know, paid for by Ottawa, that are legislated by Ottawa, that were opposed by Ottawa, but they're looking more towards the traditional leadership for guidance in these times. And I couldn't have been more proud when I went up on Sunday to see those people camped out, you know, day after day. They've been there since March the 3rd, and all of this weather and everything started out, you know, really calm and peaceful with a group of women. And now there's people from all kinds of territories out there, camped out there, and saying that, you know, they're going to be there for as long as it takes, basically. They're not moving from that land. So, so I'm sure that all of you, I mean, they'll be really, really gratified to know that all of you are out here today and that you're supporting this issue, and that hopefully you'll be there over the long term. We're going to have another demo tomorrow, another one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This is a National Day of Action from East Coast to West Coast. We're going to be here again in front of Revenue Canada at 2 o'clock. They're all taking place across the country at 2 o'clock. So anyways, I hope to see you again. And thank you very much for your support. And I'll pass that on to the Six Nations. I'm taking pictures here to show them like what kind of support they have. So that's awesome. Nyawe.